Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. She'll never do the voice again, and we'll tell you why. And we have screen legends on the show today. We talked to Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, and more about their upcoming movie, Book Club.
Can't wait!
But first, Gary has the latest tea on Meghan Markle's wedding.
Oh, Gary, come with it, bitch!
Baby, let me tell y'all, bitch! Honey, but now this tea is ball. Oh, my tongue, honey, is balling hot, honey. Ooh. Now listen, in a handwritten letter, honey, shared exclusively with In Touch, Meghan Markle's estranged brother, honey, Thomas Markle Jr., tells Prince Harry that it's not too late to dump that hoe. I mean, to dump Meghan.
Why are both of y'all hating?
Hey, boo. Now here's what some of the letter says, honey. Quote, it's not too late. Meghan Markle is obviously not the right woman for you. As more time passes to your royal wedding, it became very clear that this is the biggest mistake in royal wedding history. I'm confused why you don't see the real Meghan. The whole world now sees Meghan's attempt to act a part of a princess like a below-C average Hollywood actress is getting old. He also adds that she is a jaded, shallow, conceited woman that will make a joke of you and the royal family heritage.
Oh, my
Gary,
gosh.
I think that was a brilliant color purple a monologue.
Okay. Let me turn in the ceiling for your ass.
Why is his hate game so strong?
He's crazy, honey. That's the white side of her. The black side say, marry her and get it done.
But what is he talking about that the world can now see that she, who the real Meghan is? All I see is a more beautiful person who's opening up the royal wedding to young people and everything. She's like a princess for the people.
Who's just being put under more and more scrutiny because of her position, what she's about to have.
And because she's black.
Okay.
I swear, Loki from the Avengers is a better brother than he is.
Well, Christina Aguilera just dropped her latest single, Accelerate, and she's on the cover of Billboard magazine. And she talks about in the magazine why she will never do the voice again. Pretty interesting. She says, quote, you realize it's not about music. It's about making good TV moments and massaging a story. I didn't get into this business to be a television show host and to be given all these rules, especially as a female. You can't wear this. You can't say that. I would find myself on the show desperately trying to express myself through clothing or makeup or hair. It was my only kind of outlet.
This hurts my feelings. Like, you know, when people do stuff like this, it slaps the audience in the face. Because when Christina Aguilera joined The Voice, I was the number one fan. Mm-hmm. When she left to have her baby, I didn't even watch until she came back after having her baby. And so now I know you didn't even really want to be there. You were just acting?
Well, I will put an invitation out to Christina Aguilera that if you want to come on Dish Nation, you can wear whatever you want, hair, clothing, and you can sit right there in that chair and say whatever you want.
You better find a genie in a bottle and make that wish, because I don't know that that's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Frank, just want to voulez-vous coucher avec toi, c'est
soi. Oh, hell yeah. Want to get dirty.
All these seats are taken.
Okay.
I got a seat for her.
Oh, let him clean off the
here
slot.
We go. Y'all are crazy. Anyway, so Mariah Carey's twins, Moroccan and Monroe, just turned 7 on Monday and are already ready for an allowance, honey.
Oh.
Gotta pay them twins, honey. Mariah talked to People magazine and revealed Rocky gave me a piece of paper that had my chores list and all the things he had done. Then he was like, you know, we need some money for that.
Oh?
I mean, but what do you think is a fair amount to give kids that are 7 years old?
A dollar. Give them a
per
dollar.
Chore? Are you talking
a dollar,
per chore?
Yes. I mean,
and I feel like the chores list is probably letting the butler in and out.
There's a Catholic high school in Detroit that has come up with a solution for teenage girls who are wearing their prom dresses that might be a little bit too revealing.
Oh.
The modesty poncho.
We need one in here.
It was put on display in the lobby at the school and said, if your dress does not meet our formal dance dress requirements, no problem. We've got you covered. Literally. Well, did that go over well? No. There was a huge backlash against the idea, and since then, the school has scrapped it.
I don't like this idea.
No, because, honey, we pay too much money for our prom dresses and our outfits.
Okay. Well, you need to dress appropriately.
Thank
then,
you.
Honey.
I don't like this idea because it's too similar to what they be doing to me here at Dish. Whenever y'all see me and I have on the Dish Nation shirt, that's because they're trying to modestly cover me up.
Yeah. We can't have another nipple gate here.
No, it's this always nipple police. So when y'all see us with that Dish Nation shirt, they're trying to cover our nipples. Free them.
No, this is a Christian show. Please. We don't need to be seeing y'all nipples. Hell.
That's our thing. Want me to whip out my shtick?
No. Oh, no.
My nipple's bigger.
No.
No.
All right, y'all, moving on. It's time for Ticket or Skip It.
Now,
it's the remake that everyone asked for. It was the 1987 Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell classic, Overboard.
Super sexy movie. Love it.
Yeah.
Skip
this time
it.
Around stars.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, but hear me out, though. This time around, it stars Anna Faris and Eugenio Derbez.
Love
and Anna
her.
Plays a working-class single mother who is able to convince a rich man with amnesia that they are a married couple.
I'm here to pick up my husband.
You ruined my wife?
For better or worse, baby.
I'm poor?
Yep.
Daddy. How come they don't look like me?
We had to use a sperm donor.
I'm sterile.
What do I do for a living?
I'm pretty sure I've never worked construction. I might be more suited for light office work.
I'll go easy on you.
So I imagine a lot of people in this room and that room were probably a little jaded because you saw the original. But this could probably find, like, its own unique new audience, right?
I've seen parts of the original, I feel like, because it's Goldie Hawn. But I think this one is going to be cute because it's funny. I like Anna Faris.
I like Anna Faris, too, but see earlier comment. Skip it.
Yeah.
It's lame.
Let me guess, Gary, it's going to be a ticket for you, isn't it?
It's going to definitely be a ticket because I think, honey, with this man being rich and having amnesia, I think it's nice that the woman is still with him. Some people would have just left him, so I think that's a great
ticket. Gary wrote the whole new plot. Wait, I'm gay?
He's not going to watch.
And Gary saw the part where all those guys were in their boy shorts doing champagne in the air, so we all know.
That's right, honey.
Ticket.
Also in theaters this weekend is Tully, starring Charlize Theron. She plays a worn-out mother of three who was gifted a nanny by her brother to help out. It ends up forming a special bond.
Your 20s are great. But then your 30s come around the corner like a garbage truck at 5 a.m. You're convinced that you're this failure, but you actually made your biggest dream come true.
If you want to run off or something, I get that. Because I want to do that too sometimes, but I'm not gonna.
I'm here to help you with everything. You can't fix the parts without treating the whole. Yeah, no one's treated my whole in a really long time.
I think Tully's going to win the weekend for the upset.
Yeah, I think this looks like a really good movie.
I think
it will make me not want to have children ever. I mean, I think it's going to be like, ooh, that does not look fun or easy at all.
Right.
But it looks good.
Unless it comes with a telly.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I would say go see Avengers Infinity War again.
Okay.
That's a skip it for you.
That's a skip
hard
it for me.
Because
if you're going to go on a date this weekend and you go to the movies and you go see Tully, the last thing she'll want to do is have sex.
Well, you don't see Tully on a date. That's not a date movie for
you. Yeah, you go with whoever you're synced up with and then y'all all just go and cry together.
Right.
Oh,
you know? You see what I'm saying?
Porsche, I'd go with you if I was in Atlanta. We could go together and just get popcorn and cry.
Yeah. I know. It'd be so good. I can eat chocolate.
You can totally eat chocolate.
I think Heidi just wants to treat your.
Well.
So, he ain't lying.
I'll watch that ticket.
A whole nother movie.
True.
All right, Tully.
Well, don't go anywhere because coming up after the break, Andrew Freund sits down with the ladies from Book Club. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Book Club is hitting theaters soon with an all-star female cast. Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, and Mary Steenburgen, who are proving that women of a certain age can still spice things up with the help of 50 Shades of Grey. Mm. Now, our friend Andrew Freund sat down with the cast to talk about dating, books, and lots of wine.
So, whoa, what's that? That's not mine. I've never seen that book before, honestly.
This is nasty.
If women our age were meant to have sex, God wouldn't do what he does to our bodies.
Speak for yourself.
Well, that was not God. That was Dr. Nazarian.
You just need to put yourself out there.
Judge Myers?
Yes.
Rev up your love life with these tips.
Do you need anything else, Your Honor?
A man of your dreams is just a click away.
No, I don't. I'm fine. Thank you.
Yep.
Let's just talk about your cast. I mean, you know, a couple indie actors.
Yeah.
No one's ever heard of them.
We hope we're going to break them in this film.
I hear that Diane Keaton has a good chance in this business.
Yeah, it's possible. She's got good instincts.
How did you get all of them?
Meant to be, I have no idea. It's pretty shocking.
It's a first date, so put on something sexy.
Just be comfortable. That's too comfortable.
Right. We'd never worked together. We vaguely knew each other, but not very well. We all wanted to get to know each other. I don't know, it was a lot of fun, and we realized on that day that we all shot together for the first time that we were gonna be friends, that there was no diva among us, that we were all in it together and we had each other's backs.
When I heard about that this movie was happening and that Diane was in it, and you know, my agents called and said, you know, there's a role in there. They're looking for someone to play opposite Diane. I said, I hadn't even read the script. I said, throw my hat in the ring. I think we can do something together, because I always felt a certain chemistry with her, you know?
I see you on TV with Clooney doing the Nespresso ads, but
There's no Nespresso.
That's
the way Clooney rolls. He takes all the Nespresso to himself.
He takes all the Nespressos.
Yeah.
If you could have a book club with three people who are no longer with us, who would those three people be and why?
I mean, I can think of living people that I'd like.
Okay, living people. Let's do living people.
Well, I'd like Candy in it, and I'd like Diane and Mary, and then my friend Eve Ensler, who wrote the vagina monologues. I'd like her to be in it, and I'd like Jennifer Lawrence to be in it, and they're all women. I want women in it. Yeah.
Me? So I have no chance. What you're saying?
No.
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 If you guys could get Donald Trump to read one book, what book would that be and why?
Dear Madam President by Jennifer Palmieri, which is an open letter to the girls who will one day run the world.
The James Comey book.
I'm sure it's right by his bedside.
I don't think anybody's by his bedside.
I don't think, yeah.
What's your craziest or best first date memory of you guys taking someone out? What was one of your best first dates?
I took Pauly Paxton out when I was working at Stager's IGA in Spokane as a box boy. I took her out in the delivery truck, and it didn't have a passenger seat, and she sat on a crate. And that was my first real date with a girl that I really liked, and she, you know, would tip occasionally, backwards, and...
I thought you meant tip perfect. You.
It was just perfect.
That was after the date.
Yeah, so you got tipped?
No, we didn't.
Was the wine real? Was that real wine, or was that fake?
Oh, yeah, they were drunk the whole time. We had to, like, carry them out. It's just, it was hot.
It was
hard.
Who's the lush?
Oh, they're all drunks.
Mary's...
I mean, let's just face it.
According to Craig, he said that you're the biggest lush out of all the ladies.
Wait. You compliment, you walk in here and compliment her.
You call her
and
an alcoholic.
You come in here and tell me I'm an alcoholic. Like, I don't know that.
What was the last thing that stimulated your mind?
This interview.
Really?
Yeah, I've really had to think, and I want to apologize now to Pauly Paxton.
DJ Khaled is the best hype man in the game, right, y'all?
Yes.
He really
him
is.
And his son.
Exactly. He can get anybody hyped up and get them going. But at home, it's a different story.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Yes. You can do it, you can do it. All that talk you talk, let's do it.
Yeah, shut the up. I ain't like you. I don't need you in the background.
Yo,
talking to work out.
Chill, man.
To work out without you talking.
Calm down. Yo, chill.
Right, like, get your ass out of here. We already irritated trying to work out. He's somewhere talking trash. We would have been the same way. Get your ass down.
Right. And he ain't even the trainer. It's hard enough when the trainer talking at you and then DJ over there. You got it.
Yeah. You don't need a hype man for everything.
Right. You're trying to do a sit-up. You about to die. He's like, another one.
We the best.
Yeah. Like, I feel like Puff Daddy would be the same way. Like, you working out, he like, can't stop. I won't stop. I'm like, leave me alone.
Take that.
Yeah. Like, go away.
All right, y'all. Moving on. There's even more good stuff from Rihanna's latest interview with Vogue magazine. Mm. Now, in it, she revealed her celebrity, girl crush, honey.
Me?
Any guesses? Oh, you, Portia.
Cara Delevingne.
Cara Delevingne?
I was thinking Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah. Oh, well, let me tell y'all. She said, tell me who is a badder bitch than Lisa Vanderpump.
She's my favorite, too. Oh, my God, I love Lisa Vanderpump.
She's goals as She's chic, honey, but still funny. She likes to be at home with her husband and then, honey, goes and handles her business. Maybe there's a couple of thousand Birkins in her closet.
Okay.
But she's still focused. I love that about her.
Yes.
She is my favorite, too. Well, next to Portia.
Aww.
She used that little London accent to be very messy, too.
Oh, yes. What's good about her.
I love her.
Because she delivers. She could be saying something to cut you down, baby. Yes. But with the accent, you're like, did she just read me?
Exactly. So, Portia, who's your favorite girl crush?
I would have to say Angela Bassett. She is like everything to me.
So many people. Why can't I pick somebody?
I'll pick one for you. Mariah Carey. Yeah. That's like my best friend.
Well, she my crush. Oh, God.
You just wanted to shoot your shot.
Your friend my crush.
Okay. Oh, God.
All right, y'all, before we hit the break, take out your computer or your phone or your pad, whatever you do, and type in dishnation.com/dishgear. Now, once you get there, take a look around. Do some shopping for yourself. Maybe your mom's. Pick up some dish swag. Ah, you like that, don't you? You're welcome.
All right, coming up, y'all better be on y'all best behavior or you might get killed off Dish Nation.
Oh, Lord, no.
Oh, my God. That's how they doing it on Grey's Anatomy. Coming up next.
Try it.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, on the heels of Jessica Capshaw and Sarah Drew leaving Grey's Anatomy, Ellen Pompeo, who's also on that show for years, tells us how you can have a pleasant departure if you end up leaving that show. I guess what Shonda Rhimes does is if you're a nice person and she enjoys working with you, you get a pleasant departure. But if you're not really nice and you've been kind of an she makes your death brutal. So look back at Grey's Anatomy and go, oh, my God, he was killed this way. She was killed this way. She got off the show this way. So I'll give you a couple examples. Sandra Oh left on great terms. So instead of dying, she was just written off the show by accepting a new job somewhere else. But Patrick Dempsey, on the other hand, died in a tragic car accident. Okay, so if Dish Nation were a show, it was run like Shonda Rhimes runs her shows.
That if you're... you get killed off the show?
And if you want to leave, but you've been nice, they write you off like, oh, she's accepted a job on another TV show.
Who'd be killed first of the remaining staff? Me.
Yeah, I didn't want to say, I'm glad you said it. Yeah.
Really? I'm like the cockroach of Dish Nation. You can't kill me. Nuclear holocaust, yeah. And there I am. At Dish Nation. They try to kill me, and I just can't be killed.
Yeah. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.